Today is the day. It's the first day of school for many Milwaukee area students. They're returning to buildings that have been put through the ringer this summer. More than 20 Milwaukee public schools were damaged in the flooding about 3 weeks ago. That interrupted ongoing lead paint cleanup happening at 50 elementary schools. Flooding also revealed asbestos beneath floor tiling at 12 campuses, adding new dangers for students and projects for the district. But MPS says all schools are safe and ready for students today. For an update on building issues and more, WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel spoke with Dr. Brenda Caselius, the new superintendent of MPS. Caselius begins by talking about the impacts of the flooding.
We were already stabilizing lead paint within our schools, and so our crews have been in there working around the clock to stabilize lead painting. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had this historic flood in Milwaukee, and that became quite a challenge in around 24 of our schools. We were immediately going in and assessing the damage. We had about four schools that were damaged a little bit more than the others. The rest were just a little bit here or there that we could mop up and get fixed. But we have two schools that were significantly damaged. That's Obama School and Riverside School. And so our crews were in there drying it out and doing all of the corrections that needed to happen.
You mentioned this, but you ended the school year last year promising that by today, teams would have addressed and cleaned up the toxic lead paint in all MPS schools built before 1950. I think that's around 50 schools. Did that happen?
That did happen, and we are so proud of our team that really rallied, our partner JCP that came in and helped us get enough painters. We had so many crews working around the clock to get the painting done, stabilize the painting. Now, I'll have to say, some of our walls might look a little spotted, but we'll go back and do all those cosmetic improvements throughout the year. But we wanted to first put safety as our top priority and make sure that we were able to get all of the lead stabilized prior to school start.
Okay. Last week, the state announced that it had released another $17 million that it had previously withheld from our public schools due to failures in financial reporting, which really rocked a lot of people's trust in our public schools. I know this happened before you got here, but there's still about $8 million floating out there from the state. Can you talk about where that money will go and what the process is for getting that last bit of money?
Well, the holdback was in our special ed funding. And so, you know, that's just going to go right back into our special ed general fund for servicing students who have disabilities. And so it wasn't as though they weren't getting those funds and services. They absolutely got those services. However, in this year's budget, we just accounted for that. So it's nice to have it in the bank, actually, so we can really count on it and not be in deficit. But it is a true testament of the team and our partnership with the Department of Public Instruction. And we have been working with MGT, an external project management firm, to really begin to look at the control environment within our finances so that we can win back the trust of the public and make sure that we're meeting deadlines, that the state is getting the information accurately, that both systems are speaking seamlessly to one another. And that's the system that we are building right now.
You had the Listen and Learn tour this summer.
Yes.
Anything that really surprised you or something really cool that you learned through that tour?
It was just great getting out, talking to teachers. A few students came out, talking to our partnership organizations who came out, and our parents, and just really enjoyed listening. And I think that there's a readiness for change. I think that there's hope that's being built, and I think that they see the changes already that we're making and starting to feel that. And so I'm really excited for that work to continue and to get busy on the strategic plan and on our budget for next year and really leaning in this year into, you know, I felt like when I first came, we were digging out of a lot of crisis that was happening. And now I feel like we're moving into rebuilding and doing that alongside our community.
Dr. Brenda Caselius is the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel.